welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. I'm Chris Wierzowski. I'm our Family Ministries pastor at the Lewis Center campus, and I'm so glad that you joined us today. We've been in a series on the book of Proverbs called Adulting, and our focus has been on wisdom for everyday life. And we've said that wisdom means doing life God's way. And this includes parenting. And there are a number of proverbs on the subject of parenting. One of my favorite authors, who's also a pastor, his name is Tim Keller, and he wrote this about the parenting passages in Proverbs. He said that Proverbs teaches that the ultimate goal of parenting is to teach children to become wise and righteous. Now, that term righteous is pretty interesting. In Proverbs, to be righteous means to have right character. If you and I are going to look for a standard of what it looks like to be righteous, then we must look to the character of God. He is perfectly just, good, and morally right in all that he does. Likewise, righteousness is the standard by which God asks his people to live. In Deuteronomy 6, we see that God gave his commands to his people, and then he tells them to teach and train their kids to live out those same commands so that it would be for their good and it would be righteousness for them. Here's the problem, though. None of us, by our own efforts, are able to live up to the standard of godly character. However, this is also where we find the incredible hope of the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. See, on our own, we can't live up to the standard, but look what God did for us. In 2 Corinthians 5:21, it says, "For our sake, he made him to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." See, when Jesus died on the cross for us, he made the most unfair, uneven trade in history. Jesus had no sin. He always lived up to God's standard. He always made his heavenly Father central to everything that he did. He was righteous. So when he went to the cross and he died for you and I, he was saying, "Here, let's make an exchange. I'll take what you did, all your sin. I'll take what you've earned, the punishment for your sin. And here, you take this. You take what I've earned. You become righteous in my heavenly Father's eyes. So here, take this. Take my life. It's yours. There's no interest. There's no tax. There's no other outstanding payments. It's yours." And on the cross, he called the exchange finished. This is the gospel. This is the good news, that while we are yet sinners, Christ died for us so we could not only be forgiven, but so that we can be transformed into his likeness as well. So I hope that encourages you this week. I want to pray for you. So please join me in praying. God, we thank you so much for your loving kindness. We thank you for sending Jesus for us. He came and lived the life that we were unable to live, a perfect life, a perfectly righteous life. And he died the death that we deserved because of our sin. And Lord, you took our sin and you exchanged it. You exchanged it so that we might have righteousness that comes from your Son, and so that we could have right relationship with you again, and so that you could teach us to live rightly in a way that honors and magnifies you. And so Lord, help us to walk in gratitude today. Continue to work in our lives, transforming our hearts. We love you and we thank you. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me for the LifePoint Drivecast today. Hope you have a great day. We hope to see you this Sunday at one of our four campuses in Delaware, Mount Vernon, Lewis Center, or Westerville. Thanks and God bless.